Noises in the Night. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by D. Texidor. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. At Carla's House. After school, Jess went to stay with her friend Carla for the night. Jess liked Carla's house. It was big and old, and it had lots of room for all of Carla's pets. 3 birds, 5 cats, and 1 little dog. After dinner, Carla and Jess and all the cats sat and looked at the TV. Then Carla's mum said, "Time for bed, girls." The girls went to Carla's room.
"I'm going to sleep," said Carla. "But you can stay up if you want."
"I will," said Jess. "I have a good book."
"Good night and sleep well," said Carla.
"You too," said Jess.
Chapter 2. A Noise. Carla got into bed, but Jess stayed up, looking at her book. She did not want to go to sleep. Jess looked around the room. Then she looked out the window. It was a black night. But what was that?
"Carla, Carla, did you see that?"
Jess said. Jess looked over to Carla, but Carla was asleep now. Jess got out of bed and looked out the window.
"Oh," she said, "it is too black to see very well."
Jess was going to go back to bed when she heard a noise. She jumped.
"What was that?"
she said.
"Carla, Carla,"
Jess shouted over the room to her friend.
"Get up!"
But Carla did not have her hearing aid in. She did not hear Jess shouting, and she stayed asleep. Jess stopped. She heard the noise again. She stayed very still. Then she heard the noise again, but this time it came from outside the window. Jess looked around. Chapter 3. Get Some Sleep.
"Oh,"
Jess shouted,
"it's you!"
Sitting at the window was one of Carla's cats. It looked like it wanted to come inside.
"Was it you making all that noise?" said Jess, as she helped it in. "What have you been up to?"
Jess got into bed, and the cat jumped up on top of her.
"Good night, little one," she said. "Now all that noise has stopped, I can get some sleep."